off season, I think it's gone well. If you look at the first week, I think it's like most years where it's kind of disjointed. You know, it's the first time the team takes the field. You know, the installs are pretty easy. So I thought, you know, going into the second week, I thought the offensive execution was ahead of schedule. I was impressed with it. I thought the mini camp work last week was good. Today was the seventh installation, so that's you have that. I thought the defensive pressure period was very good for the defense. It's great film for us to coach off of and learn from. And we have three practices left, and we need to get this last install to the players and get it repped, and then we have 2 days of review. So we're clearly further ahead than we were last year, and that's really the only criteria that I have as far as training the football team with this format. So I feel that we are having a good off-season program.
When you say, Mike, that you're ahead of last year, could you talk about in what ways?
Quality of work, number one. The ability to, you know, less volume, more creativity as far as our scheme. Scheme coming off of last year, it being evaluated and installed to the players, the understanding. I think the new players have integrated very well in all my years here. I think this is clearly one of the better integrations of a young group into the football team. And frankly, I feel this, and I've felt it since I came back in April. It started in the weight room. And this team has a different edge to it. It has a higher sense of urgency than I can recall. I don't know how you sit down and measure that and put it on a scale each year, and maybe it's, you know, maybe it's my higher sense of urgency. I don't know, but I feel the leadership of this football team is a very consistent, steady personality as far as the everyday work. We haven't had the big swings, highs and lows that are normal during this time of year. I've walked off the field pretty much, you know, I need to get three more in, but I've walked off pretty much every day feeling there was a lot of quality work that we can apply to the future.
Do you have a sense of what may have created that higher sense of urgency in your team?
Well, it's always, you know, when you look to learn from your past experiences is always the first point. You know, urgency is created, but also understanding what it takes and to know that every team is different, every year is different, every challenge that we'll face will be different. But there'll be some, you know, opportunities to look back to the past that'll help us encounter and conquer these challenges that are in front of us. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're a young team, but we're, you know, this is a young, experienced football team. So I really like the blend. Expectations for the run game. I don't have a number for you. To me, that'll sort itself out in training camp. You know, these workouts are great. It's the teaching, educational part of you know, developing your football team. But we have to get in pads. You know, we need to go and find out what's real and what's perception. So we'll be better. I can promise you that. You can write that down, big letters.
Mike, what's the
Yes, the rookies will be here. The last practice is Friday. The last OTA is Friday. And the rookies will be here for another week. And we have a strength and conditioning plan for our rookie class. And then there's also time allotted each day for Rob Davis, our director of player development. He has some programs that the rookie class will go through throughout the week. And then they have a symposium at the end of the week.
Is that the same thing you did last year before the symposium?
Correct.
New guy Sinkfield, how do you see him fitting in? What do you expect him to
do? Don't know enough about him. He's fast, so glad he's here. It's always nice to see fresh legs out there. So, you know, but he'll have an opportunity. So, really don't have enough to give you a good opinion.
Mike, were you aware that Sam wouldn't be here today? What's your reaction?
Yeah, Sam Shields is not here for personal reasons. So. He has some things back home he's dealing with.
Like, how DJ Williams looking, and because, you know, he got quarters back. Is this a guy who really needs to have a really good camp and needs to see a lot
Definitely. I think DJ, if you just watch the way he progressed, you know, the hamstring injury was talk about terrible timing last year, actually, that he suffered, and it was really a game plan that he was a featured player in a number of different concepts and in particular situations. I don't recall the week, but you know, he had the big play today, you know, down in the middle of the field. So I mean, that's the kind of ability that he has. He has big play, you know, ability from the tight end position. Has done a good job on special teams. Continues to get better. So I look for him to take a big step there once training camp hits. But we can't have enough tight ends. And DJ is very versatile and can play all the different positions. Very smart, instinctive, catches the ball very well.
Alex Van Pelt okay?
He's okay. Thanks for asking. Huh? Well, I think everybody's inspired by Coach Lombardi. And, you know, I think it's important to always recognize that, particularly here in Green Bay. And, you know, I think he's not only impressed upon us of sense of direction, but also, you know, the coaching profession and really society. It's amazing how many times his name comes up in every type of conversation, you know, whether you're sitting at the table with a bunch of businessmen on a golf course playing, you know, in a charity tournament. So, and how many things point back to Coach Lombardi's time here. So, you talk about a major contribution not only to the Green Bay Packers, to professional football, but what we stand for as a society today.
Mike, what did you think of the way B.J. Coleman handled the 2 minute with the number twos, and what do you look for him going forward?
Well, progress. B.J. needs to play faster. He's, you know, very talented, B.J. Coleman. I really like the development, improvement in his fundamentals that he's made over the last 6 weeks. So that's been fun to watch and be a part of. But he, you know, it's just like anything. You can't practice 2 minute drills enough. You can't practice the situational football, the blitz drill today. Definitely it goes to the defense. We weren't very coordinated in our pass protection today. I thought the defensive. The looks and their execution was excellent. That you just cannot get enough reps as a young quarterback in those situations, and that's what he needs. He needs to play.
How confident are you in your quarterback situation behind Aaron Rodgers right now?
I'm confident in our quarterback situation, and I think the most important part of our quarterback depth chart is the fact that there's a lot of room for improvement. I mean, Graham Harrell has improved every single year. I think he's definitely made another step this offseason. I mean, he's a much stronger, he's more conditioned. He's done some things in his, you know, fine motor skill development that I think you're seeing showing up in the way he throws and releases the football. So I feel good about his improvement. He has knowledge of the system. He needs to perform in the preseason at a high level, and that's what you look for. I thought he finished it the right way against Kansas City last year, but he has to have a good preseason. BJ's got a ton of talent. He needs to play. Again, we got to get the game to slow down for him, and that's normal for a young quarterback where he is in his development. So I feel good about those guys battling it out. Our young guy, he's just getting his feet wet.